This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In his apostolic exhortation, Pope Francis said there was an urgent need to resolve the structural causes of poverty, as without this there can be no solutions to the world's problems. He also repeated his earlier wish about wanting a church that is poor and for the poor, saying the poor have much to teach us. Trocara is the official development agency of the Catholic Church in Ireland and provides help to improve the lives of poor people around the world. Their executive director is Eamon Meeham, and he spoke to me about the Pope's remarks on poverty and social exclusion in his exhortation.
I think the parts that most resonated with us in terms of the work we do are those sections where the Pope talks about the globalization of indifference, as he calls it. And I think that is a phrase that he has elaborated on within this document. And he very clearly has a major concern around issues of poverty and global justice. And I think he's very concerned about economic aspects of that as well. Very clearly, he states that the inequality which is experienced by many people in our world today is unacceptable. And that for him, he's very clear that if that inequality persists and grows, that there is a huge threat to peace. Because as he clearly says in the exhortation, inequality is a cause of conflict and war. And without peace, there is no development ultimately. So I think those are some of the key things that are important for us in our work and which we have to take account of in the future.
He also repeated his phrase, which he said before, that he wants a church that is poor and for the poor. That's going to be quite a challenge too, isn't it?
It is indeed. I mean, the option for the poor is something that has been within the church's thinking for quite some time and a key part of the social thought of the church. So I think it is something that, in a sense, he is revitalizing. He's asking us to re-look at this. What does it mean to be poor? What does it mean for the church to be among the poor, to be with the poor, and to be poor itself? I think over the last number of decades, we probably, within the church and outside, have become complacent in terms of how we look at the world, in particular about how we look at financial aspects of the world. He talks about money being a god. I think he means, ultimately, that human beings are not economic entities. We are parts of society, and we need to see society structured in that way. And I think within that as well, the church's role is to make sure that there is a focus on the dignity of the person and the common good. And very many people around the world, almost half of the population of the world live on $2 a day or less. And this is completely unacceptable, and I think the Pope recognizes that. And as he says, he prefers a church that is somewhat broken, a bit dirty, that's out and about among the people, rather than hidden away and isolated and remote from people and their reality.
He also talks of an integral promotion of the poor that must go beyond a simple welfare mentality, just handing out money or goods. Can you elaborate more on what he meant by that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has something to do with society and the structures of society. He talked about governments having a shared responsibility, I think, obviously for environmental issues now with climate change being such a critical issue for many. But I also think he means that it is not enough to just consider that, well, if I give some money to this poor person or these poor people, let's say whether it's in the context of a war in Syria or the Philippines, that in a sense my work is done or the work of the church is done and I can then forget about these issues. He talks about the structural causes of poverty and inequality. And I think he understands that in a very deep and meaningful way. As I said before, inequality is a key cause of instability, of conflict, and it is a key mechanism for keeping people poor. So we need to look at what he says in that context. It's not charity is something that is much deeper in meaning than just giving some money and then forgetting about a particular situation. We have to look at the underlying causes. We have to engage in a form of solidarity which is much deeper, I think, than anything that we have seen in the past or anything that we have been instructed to engage in the past.
when you talk there about the structural causes, and of course one of his remarks is that as long as the problems of the poor are not radically resolved by rejecting the absolute autonomy of markets and financial speculation, and as you said, by attacking the structural causes of inequality, no solution will be found for the world's problems, or for that matter, for any problem. I mean, these are quite strong and very daunting situation, isn't it, really, he's painting?
Yeah, I think he's recognizing the scale of the problem. Inequality is increasing. I was in Kenya earlier this week, and while I was there, I saw a situation of vast wealth for a small number of people and huge poverty for the majority. Like many cities now around the world, Nairobi is becoming a city of gated communities. If you have the money and you're wealthy enough, you can buy yourself a property, you can have security guards, you can live behind gates, and you're safe and your life and your valuables is protected. But for the vast majority of people, let's again take Nairobi, who live in slum areas, they have no social services. Healthcare is almost non-existent. They have no access to clean water. They are surrounded by crime and in many cases controlled by criminal gangs. So the difference in the lives of these people is just so stark. And I think the Pope recognizes that. And I think he is asking us to take account of that.